And as Michelle mentioned, Congress now has 60 days to weigh in on this nuclear deal. But this morning, President Obama vowed to veto any legislation that lawmakers may pass that tries to kill it. Joining us now is Senator Cory Gardner, a Republican from Colorado who serves on the Senate Foreign Relations Committee. Senator, thanks for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
And what are your thoughts on this deal?
Well, from what we've been able to glean from the information that we just received, it looks like we have a deal that legitimizes a nuclear Iran and destabilizes the Middle East.
So you would prefer that there be no deal under any circumstances, or you just don't like this particular deal?
Well, I think that's kind of the trade-off the administration is trying to present. We've heard from the State Department themselves that the current sanctions were eroding support for the regime daily. If that's the case, why didn't we actually stick to our sanctions, double down on our sanctions, and end up in a situation that instead of allowing a globally approved pathway to a nuclear bomb in 10 years, it actually would eliminate the ability of Iran to obtain a nuclear weapon, not now, not in 10 years, and not beyond. That's the kind of zero-sum choice that the president has tried to deliver to the American people, and I don't think they're falling for it.
Why do you say it's a pathway to a globally approved nuclear bomb? Isn't the entire purpose of this to keep Iran from getting a nuclear weapon?
Well, if the entire purpose of keeping Iran from getting a nuclear weapon was the real outcome of this, then we would be doubling down on our sanctions until they said we will not try to achieve a nuclear bomb. But we know now from even the president has said this several months ago that they could have less than a year breakout time to a nuclear bomb in a decade or more. And so this actually creates a way for Iran to have a nuclear bomb. Look, they're going to be keeping research and development elements. They're going to be keeping Fordow and Iraq facilities. They're actually going to be keeping a nuclear infrastructure. If we doubled down on our current efforts that brought them to the table in the first place, we could prevent this situation that is going to end up in a Middle East tripwire.
I want to ask you about Israel, because obviously we've heard from the Prime Minister Netanyahu, who has come out, and he also does not like this deal at all. But we've also heard from the former head of the Israeli military intelligence, who said that, you know, Israel has a lot to criticize in the deal, but if negotiations had failed, Iran could have, quote, ignored the international community, refused to respond to questions about its arsenal, continued to quickly enrich and put together a bomb before anyone could have time to react. And therefore, with this in mind, it's not a bad agreement.
Look, President Netanyahu has said this is an existential threat to Israel. We have seen reports in the New York Times that there may be a lifting of an arms embargo against Iran. We know that this deal does nothing to stop Iran from funding terrorism. In fact, they'll be receiving $100 billion plus worth of freed up money and escrowed accounts that were frozen under these sanctions that can now go to Iran to continue funding terrorist acts against Israel, against other people in the Middle East, against the United States. And so I don't understand why anybody could think that this is a good deal for Israel.
Well, I guess the question would be, and what this major general is bringing up, is the idea that perhaps you're better off than having no deal at all and no way to monitor what Iran is doing with its nuclear program.
Again, I think that's sort of a zero-sum choice that the president and the administration are trying to push on this when that didn't have to be the outcome. We could have continued with the sanctions that were effective in bringing Iran to the table in the first place. But now we have a situation where Iran will be going to the United Nations. They will be lifting sanctions in as quickly as 90 days after they bring it to the United Nations. Their economy will start to moving. Money will be freed up. And yet not a single dime has been prohibited being spent against other nations like Israel. And so the fact is, we should have made a deal that actually prevented them from obtaining or continuing a nuclear infrastructure. This deal does not do that.
What are you going to do to stop this deal? Because as we know, you're going to need every Republican and more than a dozen Democrats in the Senate to override a presidential veto, which has been promised.
The president didn't want Congress involved in the first place. He was very opposed to congressional action and intervention. We passed the Corker-Cardin legislation, which gave Congress a seat at the table. And within seconds of the president announcing the deal, he has now threatened a presidential veto of congressional action. And so it's clear from the very beginning that the president didn't want Congress around to safeguard the American people. And so I think what we will continue to do is make sure we understand the full details, make sure we understand this. I think there are going to be many people, Republicans and Democrats alike, who the more they learn about this, the more they realize, depending on Iranian good faith as the world's leading sponsor of state-funded terrorism, is not a good idea.
But do you expect you'll be able to get enough of them in the next 60 days to decide to do away with this deal?
If you look at the number of people who are sponsors of Corker Cardin, that certainly provides us with the numbers needed. But I think people will be realizing more and more that they hear from their constituents, they hear from people around the country, that providing a 10-year timeout for Iran to have a bomb isn't the best outcome we could have achieved.
Senator Cory Gardner, a Republican from Colorado who serves on the Senate Foreign Relations Committee. Senator, thank you.
Thanks for having me.
And we are also hearing today from some of the presidential candidates hoping to take the White House in 2016. Jeb Bush, the former Florida governor, calls the deal dangerous, deeply flawed, and short-sighted. New Jersey Governor Chris Christie says this turns 70 years of nuclear policy on its head. Senator Marco Rubio said the deal undermines our national security. On the Democratic side, Hillary Clinton said she supported enforcement of the deal, but she called the deal an important step. And Senator Bernie Sanders called the deal a victory for diplomacy over saber rattling.